The main theme for Parashat Tetzaveh, of course, is the big day Kohuna. The Gemara says in Zavachin of Peches on the base. Loma nismachol Parashas Kobonos, the Parashat is big day Kohuna. Why is there an association? Why is there a connection? The Gemara, the Pasuk says in Parashas Tetzav, Zoyis Torah So'ila, then Zoyis Torah So'chatos, Va'oshom, V'zevach Hashomim, it talks all about the Kobonos. And then the Pasuk says, Kachis Aaron V'esa Begodim, take Aaron and the Begodim. So the Gemara says there's an association between, therefore, the korbanos that are there as a kapara, and the begodim that are there also to represent kapara, to represent some form of, some way doing a kapara for Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash brings down that every single one of the different begodim represented a different element of tshuva that a person may want to use that begod for. For example, he brings the ksoines, was machapel shvichas domim. It talks about the choshen. Yeah, the choshen is machaper for dinim, for not judging people in the correct way. Ephoid for avodas kachovim, me'il for loshen hara, tzitz is azos metzach. Every beged had represented a different element of where a person may need tshuva. So I'd like to just discuss briefly soon about what connections there is. For example, how does the me'il, how is that machaper loshen hara? What connection is the me'il and loshen hara? But we find some very, very unique elements in the Big Tikkun as well. And that, as we know, Shatnez is a very, very chomor halacha. It's a very chomor to the extent that the Gemara breaks down that a person who wears Shatnez, his tefillin are not nishma for 40 days. It's a very, very chomor thing. We don't find that by a person who wants on eats chaza. But a person who's Shatnez, he disrupts, he disconnects with Shemayim, and he can't daven properly. A person cannot daven properly, his tefillin are not nishma. If that is the case, we have to identify why dafka by Big Day Kohuna there was shatnas. In the Big Day Kohuna there was shatnas. In the begodim of the super duper kohenim, who is supposed to represent the ultimate of Yiddishkeit, there was shatnas in the Big Day Kohuna. How is it? They're the holiest. So how do we have in the holiest people shatnas? We don't expect that from them. How is that possible? Shatnas with the Rabbanan. Shatnas
deraisa. Hashem wanted to.
Yeah, Hashem wanted. Why? Why is Hashem wanted? What's the idea? Why dafka there? Okay.
They're tied
together. Proper shatnas. Okay. Also, we find many places. We find that there's an element of hidur mitzvah, of making something which is the mitzvah of beautifying a mitzvah. In other words, you can have a mitzvah itself, and there's an extra element of beautifying that mitzvah. Of beautifying a mitzvah. By the Big Day Kohuna, it is not an extra element of beautifying a mitzvah. In fact, it is a chelik of the mitzvah itself. L'kovod u'l'tifores is a mitzvah within the Big Day Kohuna itself. It's ma'akev. In fact, the Gemara brings down, if a kohen tears his clothes, or if he makes his clothes not mechubad, he's chayiv misa. Why is it that Big Day Kohuna is such that it has this kovod u'l'tifores aspect that we don't find anywhere else? So let's go slowly over here. Okay? Let's start with the idea of what the Big Day Kohuna is all about. So the Maral discusses in various places, he says that he discusses something which in our egalitarian society is somewhat hostile, is a concept that there is a hierarchy in Judaism. Doesn't sound nice in today's world, but there is a hierarchy in Judaism. There's Kohanim, there's Levim, and there's Yisraelim. It doesn't mean that a Kohen is going to get a different place in Olam Haba to Yisrael. But there is a hierarchy. And there are different ways of being mechabed each person, because each person has a particular avodah that he should be doing. And it doesn't matter that his avodah is more kodesh. You can do your avodah, but there is different levels. And therefore, Kohanim have a certain begodim that nobody else wears. For example, shatnas. They're allowed to wear shatnas when we aren't, but it doesn't seem to make sense. So how does that work? They're allowed to wear shatnas. In the avodah, they're allowed to wear shatnas. In other words, the clothing of the kohenim represented who they were, and it represented that they were different. Clothes today represent, you know, you go into NASA, right? So if you go into NASA, the secretary is wearing different clothes to the person who is working on a spaceship. And a person working on a spaceship is different clothes to a person who is actually inside the spaceship, who's going on a mission. Each person's clothes represents different things. And therefore, so it says in Maral, there are certain elements of the Kohen and special Kohen and Gadol clothes that represent a certain element of Yiddishkeit that we're supposed to understand. For example, he says, what is the main cause of Lashon Hara? The main cause of Lashon Hara is a problem of a person believing that everybody else is like them. Everybody else has their strengths, and if you don't live up to that strength, then there is something badly wrong with you. There is something that you're doing something bad. Every person believes that everyone else thinks like them, and if they don't, and they don't understand differently. And by the way, in history, this has made the biggest, most terrible mistakes in history, were the fact that different world leaders believe that the other world leader believes like them. Chamberlain believed that if you give Hitler the Rhineland and its areas, he'll be quite satisfied with that, because that's what he would be satisfied with. He never realized that the guy is an anarchist, the guy is a crazy man who wants world dominion, and Chamberlain didn't want that. People believe different things, and therefore, if a person serves, if a person has Lashon Hara, that he is challenged by the fact that he does not understand that the other person doesn't have his strengths. If the person can't learn with the same intensity, can't daven with the same intensity, doesn't give the map stock as him, it's because he has different challenges. So the Me'il is there to show us that don't take things as they seem. Look at things a little bit deeper. What's a Me'il? Me'il is blue. And what is a blue? We say the blue is doima liyam, yam doima the Shemayim and Kisei HaKavod. Different people will see the blue, and some people will see the blue and it will remind them of the sea, and it will stop there. If you look a little bit deeper and you understand a little bit better, you understand, no, the sea is representing the to Shemayim, and Shemayim is Kisei HaKavod. In other words, see the picture with an E. See the picture in a way that is much clearer than just on the face value. Understand people of why they're doing what they are, because they're not like you. Not everybody has this strength. Why? Chutzpah, why doesn't he? I'm giving this much stock and he's earning the same amount as me. Why doesn't he give? Because he doesn't have that same Yetzirah and Yetzirah as you. And believe me, if you look a little bit deeper, you'll find that he is far better in other things than you are. And therefore, the Me'il is going and identifying a picture to the very, very end. That is why it's a kapara for Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara is judging a person on your standards. If you look to the end of the picture and stand clearly where the person's coming from, you'll understand, in most cases, that you understand why he's doing what he's doing.
Who says that it's against the Lashon Hara?
The Gemara says. Gemara in Tzvachim.
What does the Gemara say?
The Gemara says that the Me'il is a kapara for Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
Each beged was a kapara for a different sin, and the Me'il is a kapara for Lashon Hara.
So this is the kapara for Lashon Hara?
No, the Me'il that the Kohen Gadol wore. The Me'il that the Kohen Gadol wore was a kapara for Lashon Hara. Yeah? So, every person is different. Every person has different background. Not only is every person different, the Begadim teach us that the motive behind different people doing exactly the same action can make all the difference. Not only two people are different, you can get two people who are doing exactly the same action and it's completely different. What's a proof? Kain and Hevel. Rav Nevensal brings down from the Mefarshim, from Divrei Kabbalah, that Kain and Hevel brought a korban. And a korban of one was exactly the same as a korban of the other, other than the fact that the motive was different. In other words, obviously one brought a behemoth, one brought peiros, but the action of bringing the korban to the Mizbeach and doing the Melechas HaKorban was the same besides the motive. It didn't have the same motive, didn't have the same inspiration, it didn't have the same covered. It wasn't done in a way that was expected from somebody who should understand and bring a korban what to do. So they're both bringing a korban, but there was a motive and a sincerity and a covered that was lacking. That he brings down, that the reason why, Revensal brings down, that the reason why generally a person is not allowed to wear shatnas is because that reminds us of the sin of putting together animals and plants together. The chet of Kaim and Hevel is plants and animals and putting them together. And therefore, generally a person is not put down that cannot wear shatnas because it reminds us of the chet of Kaim and Hevel. A Koyein is in a different level completely. A Koyein is a kovod de tiferes. His whole mahus of who he is all about giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu kovod. It's all about standing there and being dignified and giving the malacha, doing the avodas hakodesh with full dignity and with full respect. A person who is totally focused on dignity and respect is not challenged by the chet of Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel, the chet was, there wasn't dignity, and it wasn't covered, and it wasn't tiforis. That person, if a person lives in a world like that, he can be challenged, and he can be, there could be a kitrug with him. But a kohen is all about kavod and tiforis, it's all about dignity. He can wear, dafke he can wear bigdei kohuna. Which again, it shows us, again, it shows that the me'il shows us that every single person is different. And here we already see every single action, even if it looks the same, could be different depending upon the kavod and tiforis of dignity and the mind that's put into each korban. And that, by the way, is a reason why if a person, if a kohen destroys a begodim, he's chayiv misa, but because that's very simply because he's taken the begodim that's supposed to kavod and tiforis as a whole purpose of them and being mevaz of them. That's bringing back misa lo'ilam. But that's really a piderach kabbalah. I don't really understand what that means. But that's what the Mefarshim say. The Kuzari brings it down. That's what Mefarshim say. But there's more than that. There's more than that. Besides people being different and motives and actions being different, the begodim show us how to identify the motives of why we do what we do. Not what we do is different, but why are you doing it differently? What's the motive behind it? And over here, there's a very interesting machlokus between Ryakov Kamenetsky and Ramosha Feinstein. Very interesting. They both ask the same question and come from exactly opposite approaches to answering the question. There's a halacha, you're not allowed to detach the choshen from the ephod. Right? You're not allowed to detach them. But we said beforehand, choshen from the avnate. Now the avnate, sorry. For the choshen from the ephod. Choshen from the ephod. Now we said beforehand, choshen is machapa on dinim. Dinim generally is dealing with judgment, with dayonim who paskin in an incorrect way. And the ephod is machapa for avodah zarah. And as an issa doiraisa, for a kohen to wear both of them together, but not have them attached. Is an issa, which is unbelievable. You can wear all the begonim, if it's detached for a second, you're over a lav doiraisa. So obviously there's a very, very strong connection between the choshen and the ephod. There's a very strong connection between dinim and avodah zarah.
So
what's the connection? What's it all about?
It's
because of efsha. The Gemara talks about it because of efsha. But once it's on him, he's got to be connected. Yeah? So what's pshat in that? So Ryakov Kamenetsky says, that people believe that religion is a matter of opinion. You know, Rav Noach Weinberg, Zatzal, used to say like this. Rav Noach Weinberg used to say, there's one thing every religion has in common. Every religion has one thing in common. You ask, you go to the Vatican, and you say to the Vatican, tell me, Heiliger Pope, Pope Siyar Kodesh, tell me, I'm a good Jewish boy, brought up in a good Jewish neighborhood, daven 3 times a day, wear tefillin, learn, where am I going to go? He's going to nod his very pious head and say, I'm very sorry, what can I tell you? Okay? You ask the same question to the Dalai Lama. You ask the same question to the Hare Krishna. You name it. Anything you ask, where am I going to go? They're going to ask you this, they're going to answer the same answer. You ask Klal Yisrael, you ask him, tell me. A Christian, tell me. Gan Eden or Gehenim? Now, Judaism has a very unique concept that is such a thing as Chassidut Umos Olam. But there's a certain chaluk, that of Olam Haba, that if a person keeps Torah, he gets, and if not, not. So what's the idea? So to Yaakov Kamenetsky, don't think for a moment that a person who serves the Avodah Zarah can hide behind the excuse that he didn't know better. Because if you logically work through the process, and the head that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, you work through how there is a world, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and what my purpose is in the world, logically, you'll end up in the direction of Hashem Echad, and if that's the case, there is a responsibility, and a person ultimately has to keep at least Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but certainly not serve Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if you serve Avodah Zarah, it is because it's a misjudgment. So therefore, the Choshen and the Eifod are connected because it's a misjudgment. It's not possible that a person can serve Avodah Zarah if ultimately he was thinking in the correct way. So that is a motive behind our action. Rav Moshe says exactly the opposite. not exactly opposite, he doesn't disagree, but he says the other direction. He says like this. He says people believe that you can be a good Jew. And they ask questions like this. How is it that frum Jews steal? They swindle on the taxes. How is it that frum Jews do this? What do you mean? Have you ever asked a question, how is it that a frum Jew eats chazer on Yom Kippur? Nobody would ask that question. If he is chazer on Yom Kippur, he's not a frum Jew. How does a Jew swindle on his taxes? Because he's not a frum Jew. A person who's a frum Jew understands clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give him parnasa without swindling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give him parnasa without doing a little diddle. It's not necessary. And therefore, if a person does ivus hadin, if a person twists judgment, and it twists halacha, you should just know that a little bit down there, there's a chesaron in a munah, which is ultimately a form of avodah zarah. So avodah zarah and ivus hadin, not working through judgment in the correct way, is a chesaron in a munah, which is ultimately avodah zarah. That says Ramesha.
What is ivus hadin?
Ivus hadin means a twisted in judgment. In other words, we're not focusing on the facts in the correct way, with the correct seriousness, and through perversion, for various different reasons, we don't have time for this share, but in the other share I gave this, for different reasons, a judge, doesn't necessarily mean a judge in a court, but a person, the way he sees different elements of how he should be running his life in this world, are perverted based on bias, or based on misleading himself with the facts, or denying the different facts. That's Ibn Sadin. That's Ibn Sadin. And that is because a person doesn't realize. So therefore, that's this week's parasha. Because a person has a bias because he does not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough. If a person knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately provides him for Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you know, they say a joke, you know, Hashem gives everyone panos of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, everything else you've got to steal. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? This is Ibn Sadin. And so Rabbi, so we discussed what's the idea behind the Big Tikkunah. The Big Tikkunah is to show us that every single person is different. And therefore, if you're different, that's why you have the Me'il, to see like different levels of working, trying to see where the other person's coming from. That every person is different. We learned that also, not only that every person is different, even the actions may be similar, but is the reason behind the elements of the actions. It is the Kovel Tiforis, which makes all the difference. And also we learned as well, how important it is to identify the purpose behind what we're doing, why we're doing it, and to Be'ez Hashem, if we are doing something wrong, to be able to change our perspective of life, and Be'ez Hashem, do the right thing.